The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
Are you thinking about putting more stock in your portfolio? Hey, maybe it's a good idea, maybe not. We're going to talk about that today. It's what really matters, and we start now. And welcome back to what really matters. It's been a quick summer. I'm going to say a long summer, but a quick one, and just amazing. I'm joined once again by Jeff Hyback, and he's the lead manager at Strategic Equity Management. And even though Jeff is a big believer in playing defense, he's also a big believer in capturing upside. So Jeff, first of all, welcome back. And for those who haven't heard you, or maybe for the first time, it's just good to have you back. A lot of interesting things are going on in your world. Tell us, for the person who's the investor who's saying, all right, I was a little maybe too defensive. I maybe was overly defensive coming out of 08, and I don't want to get crazy. I'm not dumping everything into stocks. But what would you say to the person who is thinking, I want to get a little more upside, a little bit more in stock, at least to get some upside? I know the market's going to correct again someday. What do you say to that person?
Sure. You know, it's definitely nice to be back. For those that didn't know we were gone, welcome back to our show. Yeah. It was a quiet summer. And one thing we've almost seen, and I think you've seen it in your meetings too, is, people have become aware that, they're still shell-shocked from the last bear market.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to figure out what to do next. And, in my meetings, and I think you've kind of mentioned it too, where they say, gosh, it feels like I should have a little, but I don't want to take too much risk. We've almost called it reluctant in investing. Kind of like, well, I know I guess I should go to the doctor once a year for my annual physical.
but reluctant investing is at least a little more sane than where there's euphoria, right? I mean, at the top of some markets, it's people really get the feeling that the market's never, ever, ever going to have a bear market again, never go down, never crash. This is different.
Oh, completely different. And honestly, we don't know how it ends up, but it is refreshing to hear people at least acknowledge the risk.
Yep.
Probing sometimes, and this is where I think the value of having a professional, at least as a sounding board, like yourself, for the client to just explain why they want to buy some, how much they want to do it, and just to make sure it's for the right reason.
Right.
And most importantly, to understand what it does to the risk profile of their portfolio.
Right.
Too many times I've seen software and even the Morningstar, a well-known reporting service, stops showing numbers after 5 years. So if you only use the last 5 years, and that's what you're doing to assess your risk, you're going to be in a very risky portfolio, because the stock market's done really nothing but go up for 5 years.
Right. That's true. So you're always big on the risk, but managing the risk, and I appreciate that, because it is going to come to bear again. But I've also, let me, for our listeners, I'll pose the question, Jeff, how long can this market continue to go up?
It can go up a lot longer than most people could bet against it going up.
Right.
That's the one thing I've learned from market history, is just because the market's gone up for now almost 10 years in a row doesn't mean it can't go up 10 more years in a row. It's not going to die just because of old age. But what I do know is that it's mathematically impossible to have a free market and have it never go down. We don't have time to get into that today, but the market is about basically rewarding the winners and punishing the losers, and you can't have everybody winning. You got to have some downside. You got to have companies failing. You got to have losses in there. And you got to have people willing to sell, because if everybody's only buying, there's nobody on the other side of that. And that, that becomes a very unbalanced market. But yeah, it's not going to die because of old age. It's not going to die just because sentiment numbers are at all-time highs or near all-time highs. What's really going to happen is some sort of unknown event that most people today aren't going to predict. You know, you go back to what we were saying in 2006, we knew the bubble in housing was an issue, but it was a symptom of something bigger that nobody really knew what was going on. You go back to what was happening in the tech bubble, and you knew, you know, pets.com tripling in value in a couple months was a symptom, but you didn't exactly know how it's going to end. And, you know, we know North Korea now is a pain. We know that, you know, the debt
we've
ceiling.
We've known that for a long time though, right?
Yeah. And we know, and we've known the debt ceiling is an issue. We know that, you know, now that we have $20 trillion of debt, it becomes an issue. There's simply not enough working Americans to pay back Social Security, but we keep saying, well, we'll put it off. But honestly, what typically causes a bear market to start is something you didn't expect. You know, the economy was weak in 2001 when 9/11 hit, and that's actually what threw us, you know, into a bear market and a recession.
Yeah,
it wasn't the tech bubble crash that started crashing in 2000, and you know, we didn't lose that much money in 2000 in the S&P 500.
Right.
It was an unknown event. You go back to the financial crisis, and you know, what really caused it was the failure of an investment bank, not an actual bank that we had deposits in. You know, nobody walked up to Lehman Brothers and you know, was putting money in there. They know, most people, including Ben Bernanke, didn't think there was risk in the system. So there's these unknown events that will strike at any time.
Sure, they will. They will.
That we just have to be prepared for. But simply saying, I'm not going to invest just because the market might crash is a mistake. Just like invest, you know, jumping into the market because I don't think there's any other place to make money is also a mistake.
All right. So let's say we have an investor who comes in and says, you know, I don't want to go crazy, but I know I've been a little too conservative. I want to have some more exposure to the upside. What? And I know what we're going to do, but for our listeners, what are you going to suggest at that point?
Yeah, one thing, you know, you have a new tool, and we've been using the same tool as well, that is really nice because it takes a lot of the emotions out of it, and it turns it around to just get a better understanding of how the investor feels about risk, how they think of a risk versus return scenario in their life.
Right.
And that kind of gives us a starting point. And then from there, what's most important is to take a look at all the holdings. You know, we sometimes get, you know, when we tell clients, to, you know, whether they're a new client or just somebody that's coming in for a financial review, bring all of your statements from everywhere. It's not because we necessarily are going to try to steal business or say don't invest there. We just need to know what else you have out there. So if it's another brokerage account, if it's your 401k plan or your government savings plan, whatever it is, you need to bring it in so we see. You know, if you have a whole bunch of stock in those other investments, we still might tell you, hey, with your accounts we manage, you don't have room to take any risk. But we've seen too many times where people might be in their stable value fund in their retirement account, and we say, heck yeah, let's take some risk over here.
Right.
Or sometimes we say, let's get you out of the stable value fund since you're dollar cost averaging in there.
Right.
And then not take more risk. But it's we got to look at the whole situation, but it always starts with how does that individual feel about risk in their life? Mm-hmm. And it's not just a number of, my risk tolerance is 10%. Well, that doesn't really mean anything. What we want to know is, you know, given a future scenario, are you consistently looking at the risk versus reward, or do you tend to be a little bit inconsistent with that? Well, those answers will dial us down into the type of portfolio, which ultimately leads to how much stock we should put in your portfolio.
Right. And that's what I'm seeing with some people that want to have that little bit more exposure. We can basically get around to saying, okay, if we really understand your risk tolerance to a greater extent than you have even before, because I'm convinced some people are realizing now that, and they're coming back to maybe a little bit more awareness that no, I was scarred by 2008, and we all were, you know. But I think there's some wisdom. It's not, if they're not jumping off the deep end, going, you know, give me 100%, I want to buy one tech stock or one, you know, no one's doing that. But even the one that, well, there are some that are getting crazy going, you know, look at how good the market is. All right. Yep. True. True. But there are those, and I'm talking to them, that just want to take a measured approach to get a little bit more upside if it's to be had without throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And that's what I love about doing this type of planning and encouraging people and doing that. And I would say to anybody, if you are feeling like, yeah, I want to get a little bit more, a little bit. And it's not more than a feeling. It's a realization that you've been a little too defensive, a little too tight, a little too conscious of risk. You still have to live. You have to have some growth. There is going to be inflation to fight. And yes, the market's going to correct again, but we can't live perpetually in a state of fear, you know, constant fear. It's not good. It's not healthy. So measured risk, how much do we take? This is what we're able to help people address. And if you haven't explored the merits of combining active money management with some parts of your portfolio that you can legitimately say, I want to go long term with this. There's some things that I know SEM has done and it's been very good to say, let's have some of this go longer term. And I won't get into specifics, but I think there's some wisdom to that because it doesn't have to be an all or nothing. It can be, let's measure your risk. Let's revisit your plan, your goals. What are you trying to accomplish? How much income do we need? What are we trying to do going forward? You know, depending on where you are, your stage in life, what's important now going forward, and plan from there. So if you haven't done that, go to SEM and Jeff, I don't go to SEM Traders Blog. I go through your other website, but it's still SEM Traders Blog, right? .com.
Yeah, that's okay. Still there. Okay. SEMwealth.com is our overall new company website. We have a link to the blog on there, as well as links to all the different things we offer.
Yeah, and for those who are locally in Minnesota, we're going to be having these guys up, but I don't have the date in front of me, but it's going to be in October, and we're going to be talking. The concept, the theme is taking stock. Are you taking stock? And meaning, are we taking more stock into our portfolio? Maybe. Should we be taking stock, revisiting where are you going with your financial world? And how aware are you of where you're going? And what's the strength, what's the weakness in your current situation? Good stuff. It's very good stuff. It's such a worthwhile conversation. And go to Jeff's website. Check us out here in Minnesota. Jeff will be visiting us in Minnesota, coming up in October. But anyway, Jeff, we have a saying at the 401k Latte Company, and you always quote it for me. What's that at the end of each podcast? We say,
invest in a conversation.
And do it soon.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.